This week, Google launched 30 huge plastic balloons in New Zealand to test the technology for what's being dubbed Project Loon. This is a network of balloons that could supply internet access and mobile phone signals to remote locations in countries where networks on the ground aren't fully developed yet. Now, here is the quick fire science on this with Kate Lamble and Dominic Ford.
The balloons are made of layers of polythene 15 metres wide and 12 metres high, and are filled with helium so they can float into position.
Each balloon will ascend to an altitude of 20 kilometres into a layer of the atmosphere known as the stratosphere. At that height, you'll need a pair of binoculars to see them in the sky.
At that altitude, weather balloons usually end up bursting, since the helium inside them expands as they rise. But the multiple layers of plastic in Google's balloons are designed to stop them from popping.
Anyone who wants to use the network will need to attach an antenna to their home. This will send a signal to the nearest balloon. The information will then be sent from balloon to balloon before being relayed back to a ground station on Earth.
Each balloon can provide internet access over distances of up to 40 kilometres. And because they're so high up, buildings and hills won't create signal black spots.
The system aims to deliver data at a similar speed to the 3G network you might use on your mobile phone, but it could eventually be even faster.
The balloons carry solar panels, which will provide all the power needed to keep the onboard radio antennas and electronics running.
Once in position, the balloons will float around naturally in the stratosphere, but the team will be able to direct the balloons to move up or down, which they hope will allow them to switch between layers of wind which move in different directions and at different speeds.
By using the wind to blow the balloons around in this way, they hope to be able to build automated computer systems which will keep the balloons in formation.
Over time, wind currents will cause the balloons to drift over huge distances, but the team hope that the balloons will eventually form a global network. Those above South Africa, for example, may eventually serve South America before coming around the world once again.